Welcome to your typical Shonen protagonist. I'm Kels.
And I'm Kai.
And this is a show where we take a look at different anime series. You know, the namesake of the show happens to be Shonen, but we'll get to some other crazy stuff.
We'll get to that Battlestar Galactica Sailor Moon fantasy romance anime. Just you wait.
Vampire Knights, episode 2, coming soon.
I quit.
Yes. Oh, believe you me, that's Halloween special coming up.
I'm ready just to, like, end it all. Yeah. So let's do it.
So this episode, we're tackling Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yes, the iconic of Yu-Gi-Oh! Yu-Gi-Oh! Came out when, like...
late 1990s.
Yes, and, like, it was one of the few... It was one of the first things in the States that we got regarding anime, like, in a kid level. We had Dragon Ball, and we had Dragon Ball Z, but Yu-Gi-Oh! Was that, like, accelerant, I feel like.
I don't know, man. Like, I feel like we came in to the second wave of anime.
Yeah.
For kids, good or bad, is the cause of that, right?
Yes. Mad respect.
So you had like the first wave of Dragon Ball Z, Sailor Moon, where American companies were, you know, purchasing the rights and then adapting them because there's so much cutting and editing and tweaking to the story that it's not exactly what it was with the sub. And you had that to the extreme with like the second wave of like Yu-Gi-Oh! And, you know, what else came out around the time? What else were we seeing on TV?
We were seeing One Piece. We were seeing
One Piece.
Shaman King. That was my jam. Chaotic. I never knew if that was an anime. But Ultimate Muscle, man. Like, that's something that I feel like you were riding with. Spider Riders, which no one else knows about except me, so it's great. Failed Canadian anime. I love it.
Look, man, it's just exciting to see other stuff from other countries doing this sort of medium. Like Coleoco.
Oh, I love Coleoco. French company. Yes.
But we're tackling Yu-Gi-Oh! So what happened was 4Kids bought the distribution and airing rights for America. And then they said anything sexy or violent is going to just get edited out.
Yes, which hurts because I love sexy and violent.
Yeah, so any reference to the Shadow World, just basically the person died. Just straight got murdered. And, like, Harpy Lady got a new dress because... too revealing. You know, there's all manner of edits. The memes are of like the Pegasus people or Bandit Keith, you know, holding up an empty hand where they actually had a gun.
Yes, like especially this most notable scene to me is probably when they try and break into Kaiba's apartment or like basement, and they're just like, dude, like it's so painful.
Freeze! Just straight pointing at him. But yeah, so Yu-Gi-Oh! What is Yu-Gi-Oh! Side note before we get into it, probably 175% spoilers.
Yes. If it's been spoiled for you at this point, I'm sorry that you don't love yourself because you've had literally 20 years. So yeah. I mean, we're just assuming that you're, you know, 20 plus like we are. So yeah.
I don't know, man. Who has the time to watch all, you know, 200 and hold on, I've got that number here.
12-year-old me is the answer. YouTube 240 part 1 through 8, bruh.
Oh my god. So there's 224 episodes of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Monsters anime.
Which is lit. All 200 and whatever number you just said. Pure lit.
Mostly.
Yeah, there's not a bad episode. I love the arc where they turn into motorcycles.
Is that
season 5, bro? Or season 4?
That's season 4 of the first. Oh my god.
Yes, it's great.
We'll get there when we get there. So, just a synopsis as Wikipedia doth say, Yu-Gi-Oh! Is a show, and the name literally means King of Games, which we'll get to. the creator, Kazuki Takahashi, wanted to make this sort of hell's blazes.
Dark, horrific.
Yes. Yes, actually. So he wanted to draw a horror anime. Or a horror manga, excuse me. I had this read off, but I've up and lost it. Oh, here it is. So he wanted to draw actually a horror manga, which the so dubbed Season Zero, which was animated by Toei Animation before Duel Monsters was, tells that story. And it's basically Yugi Moto finds an ancient puzzle. Like his grandfather says, here's this old Egyptian junk. Just do something with it and get out of my hair. So he solves the puzzle, the Millennium puzzle, causing his body to play host to a mysterious spirit with the personality of a gambler. So anytime Yugi or his friends are threatened by those with darkness in their hearts, this other Yugi shows up himself and challenges them to dangerous shadow games, which reveals the true nature of someone's heart. The loser of these contests often subjected to a dark punishment called a penalty game. So the first like 7 volumes is just this Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Yugi being the king of games and going on crazy adventures about getting into trouble and having to gamble your way into not being murdered.
Yeah.
Which is fine and all, but one of the big things was like the power that manga editors have over the influence of an artist's story, like in Japan then and now, right? So you've got your artist that comes up with a story idea and, you know, illustrates it. And then you have the editor that's connected to with getting it sold, right? Getting it published and getting both of them paid. So there's a lot of influence the editor has on the story. So the titular Duel Monsters game, the card game, was actually named, what was it?
It's named Monsters.
What Magic and Wizards.
Magic and Wizards, yeah.
You know, because it's a playoff of
Magic the Gathering.
Bingo. So apparently, a lot of people love this sort of Magic and Wizards gameplay. So that was what, you know, chapter 60 onward was about. It was about Duel Monsters. And then we got 244 episodes of this with the, let's see. I keep missing this every time. With the TV Tokyo.
Yeah.
And the Studio Gallup animation. So this is where we start. We start with, you know, Yugi and his friends playing Duel Monsters, and that's the start of the anime's story.
Yeah, and so, it's just, it's what a start it is. Like, yeah, I guess, are you just ready to go into it?
Yeah, man. So, yeah, we're going to just hop straight into sort of the story. Okay. Go for it.
Okay, so the 4Kids anime version just starts with, like, some of the craziest pacing I've ever seen. Like, so much stuff happens in the first episode. So we're introduced to the world of Duel Monsters. And we're introduced to Yugi's, like, gang. And he has Joey, Tristan, and Taya, which, you know, are, of course, Americanized names. Because, you know, there's no...
Because back in, you know, the early 2000s, American kids could not comprehend the Japanese names of, you know, anything that's not English.
Yeah. Like, it's pretty hard, man. I'm not gonna lie. Like, you had a Nezu, like, Katsu and whoever Tristan decided he wanted to be that day.
Yeah, I would tell you I know what their Japanese names are. Unfortunately, I'm bad at this.
No, I'm like 100% with there because I may have had it open on my screen and, you know, it just disappeared into the ether. So hey man,
every time you want something, it just vanishes. So the names in the dub change totally so that, you know, more relatable to a Western audience other than like Yugi.
Yeah, that's because, like, it's the name of the franchise. When your name is, like, up there, you gotta be Yugi until you die, you know? And I believe Kaiba's name stayed the same as well. Seto Kaiba is his actual Japanese name as well.
Yeah.
So, like, the two bad A dudes are, like, you know, they get to keep their name because they've earned it. Taya, Joey, and Tristan didn't earn it. Bandit Keith earned it.
Man, so apparently Bandit Keith got an upgrade in the dub. I think his original name was just Keith.
Yeah. Like, and it's the best thing ever. Like, I'm so happy that we got Bandit Keith, the American BA.
The American cheat. I think that says something really, really big there. But yeah, the first episode, we get introduced to the game and our characters. You know, we've got Yugi and Joey Wheeler, Taya, Tristan, and then Bakura.
Yeah, like,
who's pretty important support, you know, sort of.
Yeah, Bakura is a whole subplot that literally, because he ends up being the main villain, I think, of like season 5.
Like the whole show?
Yeah, like in season 5, he ends up being like the big villain. Like, but that's for a later podcast. So yes. Now you just need to know, like, who Bakura is. He's an acquaintance. I wouldn't really call him a friend of the group. I call him more of an acquaintance, I suppose.
Bruh, with how much he's on screen, I would say that's right. But apparently, he's involved in like all of the friend stuff when he's actually around. So.
True, he was pretty pivotal. So back to the pacing of the first one, like, yeah, derailment, my bad. So you've just got him, you've got Yugi explaining Duel Monsters to his friends, you're meeting his grandfather, you mean the whole dynamic.
Yeah. Then so the show, like, all right, here's the game. Now let's go talk to my grandfather who owns a game shop to see like the greatest card ever.
Yeah. In walks the greatest duelist ever, the number one rank in the world, Seto Kaiba. All first 5 minutes of the episode.
Yeah, man. Real talk. Just square. Hey, I'm the greatest. Give me your greatest card. Of course, Grandpa turns it down, to which I don't know if I know his name.
I think his grandpa's name is just Grandpa.
No, I think he has a specific name, to which I will find momentarily. I say that.
Solomon Moto. Yeah, that's right. Because
which was changed in the English version.
Yeah, you don't really find out his name to like, I think season 2.
Which is probably whatever. The big thing here is don't be Grandpa. Grandpa gets just straight, like, beat up 2 episodes in a row for the rest of the season. Yeah, so it's just a bad time to be this kid's grandpa.
Yeah, like, and one of the wildest things where we're talking about his family is that his mom is in the Japanese, that they took her out of the, like, 4Kids dub.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so, like,
keep going.
Yeah, she doesn't have a name. That was just Yugi's mom, and she just shows up in the hospital.
Man, I can't. That's probably why they nixed her.
Yeah, it's wild.
I hope you're right on that, because we're just going to get square hate for real.
Nah, it's real. Like, I could show you the manga panel.
Okay, we'll get to that after this. Yeah. But, yeah, the squad goes to Grandpa's shop. And, you know, he holds up the Blue Eyes White Dragon card because it's the super rarest card. and he values it because of, wow, that's square exactly that. You know, it's the greatest card, but it's, you know, not only because it's great, but also my friend gave it to me. And then Kaiba shows up and says, give me the card. I'll pay for the building or whatever. And, you know, of course, his grandpa's like, no, friendship is greater than money. So scene ends. Kaiba has his henchmen kidnap Grandpa. He wins the Blue Eyes White Dragon card in a duel that is so gnarly that Grandpa almost has a heart attack.
Yeah, it is just the best logic ever. And Grandpa has issues throughout the whole entirety of everything.
Yeah, man, wait till we get to the next episode. It's just back to back. But yeah. So he loses the duel. Kaiba now has the Blue Eyes White Dragon card, and he just, you know, suddenly Yugi and friends show up, and then he just square tears it in two, square in front of Yugi and his grandpa.
Yeah, which still makes no sense to me, but something has to drive the plot of the show.
You know, this might be about rules, which we're going to have to save this right now. None of the game rules make a difference in the show. The rules fit the story, and all of them are BS. Yeah. So Kaiba has three blue eyes. And his whole thing about tearing up the fourth is it can never be used against me. To which, Yugi is now like, Kaiba goads him into dueling him, right? For the honor of your grandpa. And then it goes down.
As it should, because, like, and then the whole thing is that the hearts of the cards is cheating. You gotta remember that, like.
Yep.
Are the cards 100% cheating? So, as the duel goes on, there is just, I don't even know. So basically, Yugi is just pulling out. He's losing, and he just, I don't even know how much to explain it. Instead, he just straight up pulls Exodia through the hearts of the cards, which is...
So, yeah, he's using his grandpa's deck minus the one Blue Eyes White Dragon.
Yeah.
So he's probably has no idea what's in this deck. He's just pulling cards and playing the best he can. But it's not actually Yugi playing. It's the spirit of the puzzle.
It's Yami Yugi.
Yes. And at which point he's like, you know, the whole point of this story is, one, it's crazy, it's over the top, and every move, every draw is teaching the viewer about, like, the way the game works, quote unquote.
Yeah, and so Yami, it's
go ahead.
No, sorry, I was gonna say, and like, Yugi doesn't even know Yami's existence. Which is kind of wild when you think about it in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, man. So the whole point of the watching this is it's he draws a card and he's like, oh, my gosh, this monster is worthless. And then it's like, read the effect. I need all four of these guys to be able to do something. So it's like the power of multiple monsters working together and all this stuff. And then finally, you know, It's down to the wire, one move left, heart of the cards, wins the game or loses the game, and then Yugi draws the last part of Exodia, like the best, greatest, most undefeatable card combo in all of Duel Monsters.
And just obliterates him.
Yep, just Exodia obliterates, you know, banished to the Shadow Realm, Kaiba has no idea what's going on. You know, he's all beat up because he actually lost. And that's the end of episode one. Yugi's grandpa didn't get murdered. Kaiba gets mind crushed so that he can now, you know, be an actual character that's not just an asshole.
Yeah.
He's still an asshole. It's just there's more to him than that.
Like, he's, I gotta say, I've got mad love for Kaiba as the series goes on, his character progression. I mean, he's, like you said, he's still an asshole, but like, you just to see all that he is really dope.
Yeah. So Yugi wins, wakes up at the hospital, just Square knowing by, you know, spirit connection that Yugi won. And that's where we finally meet the antagonist of season one, Maximilian Pegasus.
Yeah.
He gets word that the champion loses, you know, in a match that means nothing other than, you know, real stakes.
Yeah.
And then Pegasus smiles and his Millennium Eye flashes, meaning there's more than one Millennium item.
Yeah.
And then we go on to the rest of the season, right? So that's sort of the pilot intro to the game episode, setting up how the game works, the stakes of playing. And that's where we'll end this episode. Before we go, check out the audio-only version of this show on Spotify and the video on YouTube. Also, follow us on Twitter at YourTSP. That's U-R-T-S-P, as we live tweet our research, share memes, and interact with the community of wonderful weeaboos. Next time, we'll pick back up with the meat of Yu-Gi-Oh's first season, Duelist Kingdom, here on your typical Shonen protagonist.